Haiti was one of the hungriest countries in the Western Hemisphere even before January's earthquake. A Monsanto spokesman says the company is making the donation because it's the right thing to do. The needs in Haiti are significant, he says, and Monsanto's seeds can help improve the country's food supplies. So it may come as a surprise that Siobhan Jean-Baptiste, head of Haiti's MPP, or Peasant Movement of Papay, is telling farmers to burn them.
We consider introducing poisonous seeds in our country as a major attack. We want to say clearly that Monsanto, the American government who supports the idea, as well as the Haitian government, we want them to hear the voice of the peasants who say no.
The seeds are treated with a fungicide to prevent disease, but they are not the controversial type Monsanto is perhaps best known for, genetically modified crops. These seeds are hybrids, which means they were bred using decades-old techniques to develop varieties that produce especially large harvests or resistance to diseases or drought or other valuable traits. The downside, however, is that the offspring of these hybrids don't perform as well as their parents, so farmers have to buy new seeds every season. That's a big change for farmers who, for centuries, have been saving seeds from one crop to start the next. Farmers have to weigh the pros and cons of hybrid seeds, says Christopher Abrams with the U.S. Agency for International Development, which is helping to distribute them.
If you have a good hybrid seed that works in Haiti, that produces a good yield, but it costs you a little bit more on the front end, that becomes an economic choice that the farmer makes.
The MPP's Siobhan Baptiste says it's a choice that Haitian farmers should reject, or else hybrid seeds will push out the wide variety of crops grown in Haiti and push out independent Haitian farmers.
They will destroy the biodiversity of the farmland in the country. They will destroy the traditional seeds that the peasants have been using for centuries. Using these seeds means our farmers will stop being independent and rely on a multinational like Monsanto or any other multinationals that sell seeds.
Jean-Baptiste and the MPP are not the only ones voicing these criticisms. Around the world, a number of grassroots groups are opposing efforts to encourage farmers to use hybrid seeds and the nitrogen fertilizer that helps them perform at their peak. That fertilizer has contributed to water pollution and other environmental problems in many parts of the world. But Robert Parlberg, an agriculture policy expert at Wellesley College, says farmers who turn their backs on hybrid seeds lose out on the benefits.
Wherever farmers have refused to use hybrid seeds, their crop yields have remained much lower, and their income has remained much lower, and their access to food has remained much lower. The trick is to make sure that farmers have a choice of either using their traditional varieties or, if they wish, using hybrid seed varieties.
Monsanto and USAID are offering that choice by making the seeds available through stores operated by Haitian farmers associations. The stores will sell the donated seeds at a discount and use the proceeds to buy supplies for the next season. So farmers would have to buy the seeds before they could burn them in protest. Asked if he knew of any farmers who were burning Monsanto's donated seeds, the MPP's Siobhan Jean-Baptiste says no, but he wishes they would. Steve Barragona, VOA News, Washington.